Hey, it's time for the Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base, and we're going to get legal this morning. I've just got to warn you, I've got Major Troy Taylor in the studio, who's a staff judge advocate at Vance Air Force Base. And can I just call you Troy? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Troy, what does that mean?
So the staff judge advocate is kind of like the base attorney, if you will. I'm general counsel to the wing commander there, so all issues that come up, whether they're military justice or environmental or civilian or whatever, those things come through my office, and I run the legal office there.
I got you.
Vance.
Gotcha. Now, you're not that far from home in Enid, Oklahoma. You're about, what, 4.5 hours from your hometown?
Yeah, about 4.5 hours. Unfortunately, I got to cross through northern Dallas to get home, but yeah, I'm on the south side of Dallas, so it's been nice to be fairly close to home and be able to visit family when the need arises.
You've been in the Air Force for 10 years. I would really want to know is, where did your Air Force career take you so far? Where all have you been?
Well, I started out for 4 years in South Carolina at Shaw Air Force Base. Mm-hmm. I worked in the base legal office there, prosecuting cases, and then on to defending cases. And from there, I went to San Antonio and worked at the hospital as a medical law attorney. And from there, I went to California, worked in Central Coast at Vandenberg Air Force Base. I did a year at school in Alabama at Maxwell Air Force Base, and now I'm on to here. And throughout all that time, I guess I've deployed twice. I went to Afghanistan once and deployed to SOC Africa in Stuttgart, Germany, if you can really call that a deployment.
Well, it is. You left the United States in a plane and went somewhere, right? I guess that's a deployment.
Beautiful Germany.
There
you
go.
It was there great.
So is the idea of staff judge advocate, there are two or three TV shows out there that talk about the JAG program, including JAG back in its day. Is your career as exciting as the TV shows portray it on a day-to-day basis, or is it more sitting behind a desk doing a bunch of paperwork?
I sit down at a desk and do a lot of paperwork nowadays. Unfortunately, I've never gotten on an F-18 to fly to do a client interview or anything like that. But, you know, the cases that we deal with can be very interesting. It's interesting to see kind of some of the problems that people get themselves into. So, yeah, working cases in the court-martial world is really fun.
Sure. As far as being a lawyer in the Air Force versus a lawyer in the private sector, do you see yourself retiring from the Air Force, going into private practice? What's your long-term goal with this thing?
That's a good question. I really wish I had an idea. So I mean, mm-hmm. I will definitely go until retirement. We're allowed to, we can retire at 20 years, but who knows, I may stay for 30 years. To be honest, I've really enjoyed everything I've done. My family enjoys being able to move around. So the whole experience has just been great for me thus far. So.
Awesome. I see on your bio that you like Enid.
I really love Enid, to tell you the truth. Yeah, it's been so great so far.
And you got how many kids? You got 4 kids, so you're busy.
We've got 4, and over the Christmas break, my wife and I found out that we weren't adhering to social distancing guidelines as we should have, and I believe there's a 5th on the way.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what? That's all right. I think we're okay to break the rules in that area.
Yeah, so. Yeah, hopefully.
So I would encourage you to, you're talking about retirement someday, and that's a long ways away. I would encourage you to look at Enid as that retirement spot when it comes to that point.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Absolutely.
Troy Taylor, Major at Vance Air Force Base, Staff Judge Advocate. Appreciate you with your service, and thanks for what you're doing, and it's good to meet you.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it.